Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 2nd and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 10 to 12. Alertness and prayer prevents temptation. In the first 10 chapters of 2 Samuel, we see a king who could do no wrong. David was a man truly after God's own heart, victorious in his battles, making the correct judgments, and was even magnanimous to Saul's family. He begins his reign in prayer and advances in faith. However, when we arrive at chapter 11, King David falls down from his lofty pedestal into sin that was so egregious that this chapter ends with these words, "But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." How did things go so wrong in David's life? We can note four steps that led David down the slippery slope of sin. Number 1. David neglected his duty. David was supposed to go to the battlefield during the springtime, but he stayed back in Jerusalem. When we are out of place where we should be, we fall into temptation. Number 2. David desired for idleness and comfort as he got up from his bed and wandered on the roof of his house. Idleness usually gives way to temptation. Number 3. David's eyes wandered to forbidden places. He committed adultery in his heart first before committing the act of adultery. And we read that in Matthew chapter 5 verse 28. Number 4. David frantically tried to cover up his sin by murdering an innocent man who was much more honorable than him. David sinned against God, having broken at least 3 of the 10 commandments, and thought that he had managed to build an effective cover-up plan. He had overlooked only one small detail. He could not hide his sins from God. God sent his servant Nathan to confront and condemn David, which was God's way of restoring his servant. The penitent David confessed readily of his sin. So David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord," and wrote about this in one of his Psalms, which is Psalms 51 verses 3 and 4. "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight." In the event we are tempted, like David, let us be honest with God and with ourselves. We should stop trying to hide our sins behind cheap excuses and lies. We should be willing to deal with and accept the consequences of our sin. We should totally surrender ourselves to God. We should allow Jesus to come into our hearts, forgive our sin by accepting His free gift of salvation, and let Him start the process of rebuilding our lives in His firm, eternal foundation. Let us also remember that alertness and prayer prevents temptations in our lives. We read like this, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We succumb to temptation when we neglect our intimacy with God and wander off to forbidden places. We read again like this, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." James chapter 1 verses 13 to 15. A final word of wisdom that we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. "Now therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall."